Does the United States support a Palestinian state? Because point 19 in your White House plan talks about a credible pathway to Palestinian self-determination and statehood.
Well, again, we've always said, I mean, this has been a consistent position throughout, that the only way you're ever going to have anything that looks like statehood is in a negotiated deal with the Israelis. We are so far from that right now.
Prime Minister Netanyahu opposes a Palestinian state and thanked President Trump for speaking against recognition of one. That's why I'm asking you to clarify.
Well, we haven't recognized a Palestinian state. The United States has not. And right now, there's no point in doing that because it's not even possible. That's not even a realistic thing right now, because who would govern that Palestinian state?
Well, it's point 19 in your plan.
Who would govern it?
I thought.
Well, but that's talking about a pathway long term and in the future.
Right.
But before you can even get there, okay, that's, you know, before you can even get there, you have to have someone to turn that land. Israel's made clear they have no interest in governing Gaza. They have no interest in occupying Gaza long term and being the government of Gaza. I think Israel, I can't speak for Israel, but I think Israel would tell you they would love to turn over Gaza to a Palestinian organization that isn't terroristic. They would love to do that, but that doesn't exist right now. That has to be built, and that's going to take time. You're not going to build that in 72 hours. You're not going to build that in 72 weeks. There can be peace in Gaza. There can be Palestinian governance in Gaza, whether you call it statehood or something else, as long as it is not terrorists that are in charge of that territory.
That interview was taped earlier today. With the camera off, Secretary Rubio clarified that President Trump still opposes Israeli annexation of the West Bank, though there is no mention of the occupied territory in the 20-point White House peace plan.